God is not easy on this people that he calls to proclaim his message. You know, Jeremiah was one of the great prophets. The Old Testament times, he didn't want the job. When God called him, he said, no, you get somebody else. I'm not really equipped for this. And what he was kind of afraid of was the rejection that he would have to face. Because if people don't want to hear what you have to say, they can either just turn it off, or sometimes what they would do if they don't want to hear it, they will attack you as the messenger. And that's what they were doing to the prophets. God would give them a message that he wanted delivered to the people, and when they would try to deliver it, then they would mock him, they'd exile them, they'd do all kinds of stuff. Ridicule them, lose their friends, lose their family members, because nobody wanted to be associated with them. And Jesus kind of warns the apostles of the same thing. He said, fear not. He said, this is going to happen to you. Your job is the job that I had. I've commissioned you to go into the world and to proclaim the message that I've given to you, the message that I've shown to you. And he said, some people will not be happy about it. Some people were not happy with Jesus. All the great signs and wonders that he worked on their behalf, they were not always happy with that. They wanted more. And then pretty soon they began to pick on things that they didn't want to believe. Oh, he blasphemes. He's making himself God. You know, all this kind of stuff. Because they didn't want to listen to him. So anyway, that's what disciples of Jesus have to deal with. You are disciples of Jesus. You have to deal with that. And how many times in your life, and we've all done this, how many times in our life that somebody will say something to us and we have an appropriate answer, but we don't want to give it because then they will look at you as one of them. They may not want to speak to you anymore. They may not want to listen to you. They may not want to associate with you. How often do your kids do that? That happens very regularly in family life. Where your kids, as they're growing up, you try to guide them to the best of your ability. You try to teach them what Christ has taught us. You try to teach them how to pray, how to treat people, how to be socialized with people. What are the limitations? What are the restrictions? So you try to teach them those things. And so when they get to be 21 or 15, whichever comes first, they just kind of say, I don't hear you. They may not say that in so many words, but how often it happens. They don't hear you. You can repeat it. You can show them by your own good example, but they don't want to hear it. And then pretty soon, when they get a little older, they may come back with the answer, well, why are you bugging me about this? It's not my problem. Well, the parents might say, well, it is your problem, but obviously you don't want to do anything about it. So, you know, even in your own family, you can find that. And I'm sure most families in today's world do find that. How many times, say, like, would you like to correct your children, even though your children may be 30 years old? You would like to say something, but how many times we just don't say anything at all? Because you don't want to start a fight. Don't want to start an argument. Or you don't want them to get angry and throw you out of their house and you can't see the grandkids anymore. People do that kind of stuff because they don't want to hear what you are trying to pass on to them. But Jesus said, sometimes we have to say it. Sometimes we have to say, look, living together before marriage is not acceptable. Now, you don't have to harp at them or scream at them, but, you know, it's just, we have principles that we live by, and that's just not acceptable. They may have a very hard time accepting that at that time, but maybe later on it does register, and their conscience remembers what they were taught. And it will remind them that it really is not appropriate. And we can go on with all kinds of stuff. We can say with, I don't like the people you're associating with. I see that your behavior changes when you associate with them. So you as parents or as family know that, you recognize that, and you try to politely let them know that there is something wrong in that those relationships that are destroying you. But you know how we react. The defenses go right straight up, and immediately they don't hear anything more you're saying. But the important thing is you said it. That's the important thing, that you gave them the message. What they do with the message is pretty much on their conscience. That's not your conscience. So how many times you can think about in your own life that that happens? Or you can say to your spouse sometimes, you know, I don't think this is really good for you. And they can get angry about it. They can scream and holler about it. They may not speak to you or whatever it may be. Or they may listen and say, you're right. How often that happens in our lives? When we know that there's something that we should change, and somebody says something to me that I know deep in my heart I should change, but I reject it because I don't like the person, or I don't like the fact that they brought it up, or I don't like the fact that they reminded me, whatever it may be. So what I do is I reject the person. But at the same time, I should be embracing what they're trying to do to enrich my life. So it's something we think about. And Jesus said, don't be afraid. Sometimes we say things, I know that from the pulpit we say things, that I know some people may be offended by them sometimes, but I try not to say anything that is deliberately offensive. Once in a while, somebody's going to hear the message and they don't want to hear it. Maybe because they're engaged in that kind of activity or that kind of behavior and they're not ready to change. But the message is out there. What you do with it then is that's up to you. Christ says if they receive the message, they grow. If they choose not to receive it, maybe at least the seed was planted and someday in their lifetime, they may come back and say, you were right, Mom. You were right, Dad. You're right, sis, or my brother, whatever it may be. And they may finally recognize, but the important thing is that you said what needed to be said. You know, now that's not the same thing as nagging. You know, nagging is something that we can get into every time you see a person. Have you quit that yet? You know, are you still hanging around with the same people? Are you still sniffing that stuff or whatever it may be? You know, and so every time we see them, it becomes like another fight. Well, I don't think that helps either. I think the important thing is that you can make them aware when you see an issue that is of real value, real concern as far as their whole life is concerned. But you don't have to keep coming back. Keep coming back, keep coming back. And you end up with the same argument, the same hurt feelings, the same disagreements, the same silence, whatever it may be. But our Lord says, when it needs to be said, it's important that we say it. He said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. He said, I'm backing you up. He said, like the sparrow that is worth practically nothing in the eyes of most people. He said, not a single one of them drops to the ground that I don't know about it. And he said, and you're worth a lot more than that. So in God's eyes, we know that as long as we are trying to do the right thing and don't become a nuisance about it, we can make changes in people's lives. They have to accept, especially once they reach a certain age, they have to process it themselves. They have to think about it. Maybe they have to suffer some consequences that are not so pleasant first. But hopefully eventually the message, which is meant for their good, will kind of touch their hearts and allow them to make that change. But our Lord said, don't be afraid to do that, because the message I give is for the good of everyone. It's for the good of everyone. And if we are taking Christ's message and delivering that, then we have no reason to fear.